Hello, I'm Bill Davidson, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, my Lord, raised from the dead, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel. I'm making this audio from the office in my home. I talked with Catherine Currier, who's one of my staff members from Byers, Colorado, and asked her to transcribe this audio and then post it. This afternoon, I was informed that the My Girls had posted a song that I heard when I was a young boy, back in the 30s and the 40s. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. That's close. But I want to share something that I believe the Spirit of God is pressing strong in my spirit. I know that it's pressing me strong. I'm 82 years of age. Strong, healthy, the apostle, prophet, teacher of Jehovah, Jesus Christ, my Lord, raised from the dead. I've been walking in this 44 years. The Spirit-filled life, led by the Spirit of God, walking in the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, or the Holy Spirit, depending on which way you would like to say it. As a young boy, by the way, I was born in 1932, April 1st, Secaucus, Missouri, in my mother and dad's home, just less than a mile from the city limits of Secaucus. A physician attended my delivery at home. I knew him many years. A man I liked, my family knew him. He was their family physician. You can read about this on my website. I was born according to the best physicians available, with a hole in my heart. And you can read about the whole process. You can form your own judgments, whether God healed me or whether you think something else happened. Does it bother me? But Jehovah is my Father. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Amen. I was raised in a family that were Northern Methodists. Northern Methodists. James Madison Davidson's family. My grandfather was Luther Albert Davidson. My father was Lyle Luther Davidson. And I'm Doyle, Lyle's son, Luther's grandson, and James Madison's great-grandson. The Davidsons were all Northern Methodists. And in 1924, there was a move of God in the Davidson house family. My grandfather, read about him on the website. A man I greatly loved, a good friend, went to heaven August 1946 when I was 14 years of age. But back to the 30s and the 40s, I watched a group of people that were taught, John Wesley Methodism, John Wesley, what John Wesley taught. Without a doubt, I've studied it, and I know he taught good things, straight things, had a good intellect. He spoke the words as they were written, but without the Holy Spirit. My ninth great-grandfather, Samuel Gorton, I have read his works from the 1600s in Rhode Island and Massachusetts and other East Coast areas. Samuel Gorton, my ninth great-grandfather, taught what John Wesley taught. And that's the way I was raised. I am not holding myself up to be anything, but I'm telling you this. I've been raised up by my father, Jehovah, his son, Jesus Christ, and I am an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ preaching the gospel. Amen. In the 1890s, in southeast Kansas, there were a group largely Methodists where God moved upon them, on their lives. And there was a man named Benjamin Young, a rancher, a wealthy man, that pretty much led what went on. He was a Methodist. My aunt, my dad's oldest sister, Neva Dodson, and her husband Claude, worked with Benjamin Young at Dora Hope Orphanage, Independence, Kansas. They went there in 1919 and worked with him. There was a man from Ohio named Levi Burkhart, a schoolteacher. A man of sound mind, good reputation, sober, unemotional, married, I believe, Benjamin Young's sister. And as I recall, Benjamin Young died at 61 or somewhere therein. Levi Burkhart from Ohio moved to Cherryville, Kansas, started leading this group of people that the Davidsons were associated with. I knew Levi Burkhart personally. I knew his friends personally. Paul Smith, a real friend of mine, close friend. And Levi Burkhart were very close friends. In the 1930s, the Davidsons had built the first John Wesley Methodist Holiness Church called Redwood Holiness Church. Second one built by that group of people. First was Cherryville, where Levi Burkhart lived. And these people were very sober people. The Davidsons were very sober, especially Luther Albert Davidson, my grandfather. Knew him all about 14 years. Saw him without, I think never, at least weekly, sometimes daily. A man my size, more bone in his arms and legs, much stronger than Doyle physically. A road builder, read about him on my website, was converted. At age 50, he no longer could follow the trade that he was involved in, and that was highway building in the state of Missouri. He was a dirt contractor, and he left it, and they built Redwood Holiness Church. In the 30s, I watched that group sober, very sober, sensible, unemotional. But by the time the war came on, World War II, Pearl Harbor Day, people had moved in that were emotional. And I watched them pick up the spirit of the shouting Methodists. I think you've read about them. You can't read about them. I think they were, well, I don't want to remember, I don't want to recite what I might not remember. But they were shouting. My family, they were not shouters. The Davidsons were not shouters. I was a Miller and a Davidson, and we were not shouters. We were unemotional as possible. But during World War, during 41, maybe 40, 41, 42, I watched these people move in. Started attending Redwood Church. I remember in the days of the Great Depression, in the 30s, from 32 up to 41, Redwood Church, in the summertime, spring and fall, had their windows open, and men and women all around the building, sitting on benches of cars, standing anywhere to hear what was going on. The building was full, not holding, a great number. I can't tell you exactly how many, but I've seen it packed many times. Everybody, I'm talking about 100 to 200. More like, I don't remember. I just remember the people. And they were sober, unemotional. Amen. But in the late 30s, early 40s, people with evil spirits that couldn't be manageable by the flesh moved in, and they liked to get up and shout like the shouting Methodists. That was all new to me. That was new to my grandparents, all of them. But they let them do it. But when it got to a certain point, certain fervor, my grandfather, Luther Albert Davidson, who built Redwood, along with his family and others, paid much of the money to get it done, but sitting on the right-hand side, looking up from the congregation, which would be the south side of the building, he'd get up, he'd walk across that platform 3 or 4 times, singing a cappella on Christ, the solid rock, which or where I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I haven't heard that song, and I may have not quoted it exactly right. I've not heard that song since I was 18 years and less till this afternoon. Heard my daughter and her daughters singing it, boasted. I just want to give that testimony to our background and tell you, my grandfather and his family knew Jesus. Not baptized in the Holy Ghost, didn't speak in tongues, were not emotional. They were born again. They had faith. They used that faith to pray for sick people that got healed. Read about my mother. Read about others on my website. Read about Elliot Hodge. Read about all of the history of that group of people along or the Davidsons building the second church and how they knew something about God, about Jesus, about healing, forgiveness, love. And I thank God for them, for their prayers for me, especially my dad, Lyle Luther Davidson, who always told me, Doyle, you'll have to preach the gospel someday. And guess what? His words certainly came true and stand today before God to judge them. I give thanks for a ball, and I want to thank all of you, for this is all that I want to say today about this song, my granddad, the Davidsons, and me, except I love you, and I'm not just talking. I love you. And I've proven it for many, many years, walking upright in the gospel. Jesus Christ, good day, Doyle Davidson, Plano, Texas. See you.